from Storyflow, Finance and Markets. Finance and Markets. The day's top 10. June 13th. ICE's detention population has fallen to an average of 58,000 daily, leaving many empty beds across its facilities. The agency had expanded capacity with a $38 billion investment. But after a peak of nearly 72,000 TARs, in January, the numbers have declined. Officials say the system now has more space than people, and the family detention center in Texas is far from full, reducing pressure to build additional child-holding units. The drop follows a slowdown in aggressive enforcement after the Minneapolis killings and contrasts with the early Trump era when limited space forced ICE to hold migrants in unsuitable federal buildings. President Trump told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that a deal with Iran was imminent, a surprise that left the Israeli leader caught off guard. Netanyahu, who entered the war hoping to force regime change in Tehran, now faces criticism at home for appearing to accept a U.S.-led settlement without achieving his objectives. While Israeli officials publicly back the U.S. position, privately, they worry the agreement could let Iran stabilize without real nuclear concessions and limit Israel's freedom to act against Hezbollah. The final terms remain unconfirmed, and any flare-up in Lebanon could jeopardize the deal. The administration has placed Anthropic's most advanced AI models under export controls, barring foreign governments, companies, and individuals from accessing them. The Commerce Department issued a letter requiring licenses for any export, re-export, or domestic transfer of the Mythos 5 and Fable 5 models, citing national security risks after a jailbreak claim raised alarms. Anthropic must now seek individual licenses and face penalties for non-compliance, while the government argues the move protects critical technology without stifling domestic innovation. Number 1. Observatory Circle, the Vice President's official residence on the Naval Observatory grounds, spans 9,150 square feet and includes 33 rooms, a swimming pool, jogging track, garden, and even a chicken coop. The Vance family, Vice President J.D. Vance, Second Lady Usha Vance, their three children, and an expected fourth child, have moved in, continuing a tradition that began in 1977 when Walter Mondale became the first vice president to live there full-time. The historic home, built in